Mr. Timmerman is very asocial. He's very musical. He's very cool. I went to see just the place of the record. He doesn't like parties. He has no use. He doesn't want to be annoyed with people he doesn't know. Outside of going to visit his immediate family, like his children, and going out to dinner on Sunday night, which is usually Stoker's, but he likes the way they cook their food, and going to the travelogues. And he doesn't even see all the travelogues.
These are the ones at Carnegie Institute.
Yes. That's about all he'll do. But he listens to his talking book, and if you want to, you can take a look at the type of books we get. He's reading some Mishner now, see, and he just finished Life of Golden Air.
So you use the libraries too then?
Yes, we use the library. He listens to his records. We listen to the opera on Saturday afternoon. We no longer look much at television because it's getting pretty corny, as we call it. But when there's a documentary on, we make it our business to see it. He has a very full life, but it's done his way. And you can't change him, I tried, and it doesn't work.
So, okay, how would you describe your life now? Very much like his, or do you have your own interests too?
I have my own interests. In the first place, there's a shopping thing to be done, and I do the cooking. I have to help him dress, because he can't see it from his eye yet for the right way. I have to turn the books on with him. I go swimming at the Y. I do not go out in the evening. Both Mr. Truman and I have been loved, so there's no use inviting trouble. See, I do go to the opera in the evening, but I take a cab down, and I manage to get home as best I can. Sometimes it's the cab, and sometimes somebody takes me home. I go to the symphony. I do a great deal of reading. I walk. I do have a gardener, but he does the heavy work, and I do the other work.
You said in the summer you work a lot in the garden.
I have a very full life. And when I sit with him while he's listening to the book, and of course some of these books are very interesting to me, I always have knitting or crocheting handy so I can keep my hands busy. So I have no complaints. Now, when I was the physician at Pennsylvania College for Women, many of those women who taught up there became my social friends. That was a very beautiful entree. When I was active at the Women's League of Peace and Freedom, many of those women who were there became my social friends. You see, I go to the Playhouse over on Northside, Mr. Sankins, and you'd be surprised, there are many retired teachers, how many of them have been talking to you. Older people are not difficult if you have something in common. Younger people are your age group, are very difficult to meet.
I'm sorry that you have found that to be true. It says something about us.
Well, you're busy with your children, you're busy with your own lives, and you don't want to know the personal finances. But the older school teacher will start to talk to you, the head of the English department for the Board of Education, to chat with you. You tell me how you live.
Oh, well, thank you for the interview.
Yes, it was very pleasant.